This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Nuestro mundo loco. Translated, that means our crazy world. And it is our crazy world indeed. It is a crazy world that we have allowed. And I'm going to play a clip from you of a woman who's going out to the number one Mexican restaurant in the country. That would be Taco Bell. Which, by the way, tells you just how crazy the world is if you believe that Taco Bell is the number one Mexican restaurant in America. Okay? That should give you some indication of how bad things have gotten. But this is a woman, a black chick, and her boyfriend, husband, whatever, companion, is filming her merely wanting to get a meal at a Taco Bell in Hialeah, Florida. And here's the first part of her discussion. I cut it into two pieces because I think it's worthy of just understanding the issue here. And there's the second part. I want to delve into something a little bit different about this particular encounter. But here is the first part.
You have a manager here.
She tried me not on her. She tried me on purpose. You see this?
Yeah.
Right. Ma'am, so no
house.
Nobody here speak English. Nobody in the back speak English. So you can't take my order. You don't understand what I'm saying? But you speak something, though. Yeah, but I'm want to order food.
No, no hay nadie que hable inglés.
Yo.
Mi vida, tengo carro atrás.
No, I want to order. You're not going to tell me to leave and I want to order.
En la 29, 29 Avenue.
Well, the line going to be held up because I want to order. And you telling me. Well, they won't get their food because I want to order.
She called the police.
I'm trying to order and she's telling me I can't order because she don't speak English. Who's wrong? What did I do wrong? Hello?
Now, here's what's funny about this. By the way, welcome back. It's Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. KJRadio.com. We're talking about nuestro mundo loco, our crazy world. And if you don't understand what I just said, you better check yourself. You need to check your Mexican. You better go get some Mexican at the university and come back where you can understand what a brother trying to tell you. Your hermano. That's brother. Okay, ese? Yeah, so this black chick wants to order food. And she tried to order at the window, you know, the thing, the little kiosk where they talk back to you. She couldn't understand it. So she goes up to the window to say, hey, look, I just want to order food. And the girl who's working there says, I only speak Spanish. He says, well, then get a manager. No, we all only speak Spanish. So how are you satisfying your client base? Does everybody there speak Spanish? I don't think so. And then get this. This is what really gets me about this. Just part one. She says, they're calling the cops on me. Now, this is a woman who's gone to Taco Bell to order food. The best Mexican restaurant in America, right? Because she wants some good quality Mexican food. And she goes to Taco Bell, wants to order food. And because the woman can't understand her, she says, I'm going to call the cops on you because you're holding up everybody else. And the girl's going, how am I holding up everybody else when I haven't even gotten service? All right? Now let's play part two.
Kind of order. Okay, but I want to order food.
No, hay nadie que hable inglés. Te puedes mover,
that
por
doesn't
favor.
Make any
no
sense.
Hay nadie que hable inglés.
You're te not making policía. Any sense.
Okay, te llamo la policía.
Call the police. I didn't do nothing. I'm trying to order food. Okay, but I want to order food.
No,
you telling me you can't order my food because you don't speak English. That
no,
doesn't
no,
make any
Hialeah.
Sense. That doesn't mean nothing because this is Hialeah. This is America. Y'all don't take over the whole population.
Okay,
give me. I'm trying to order food and
no hay nadie que hable inglés.
Now, I stopped it there because that black chick said something very interesting, and I know you caught it. She said, I don't care if this is Hialeah, this is America. Now, you may have missed that. I don't think you did, because you'd have to be obtuse. But here's what you might have missed. This is a sister. And she's saying, look, Mexicana, I'm ordering in America. This is my country. What are you talking about? I got to order in another language. Now, that's a big deal. That tells you that people understand that this is our country. Why are you forcing me to adapt to your rules in my country? Now, she may not hold her hand over her heart. She may have a whole different meaning when it gets down to Black Lives Matter and all this. But at this issue, which, by the way, is a big issue, immigration, she gets it. And this video went viral. So don't think just a few people are understanding this. Black folks all around the country are watching this video going, what are you talking about? I got to learn how to speak Spanish. I ain't going nowhere. I got to learn how to speak Spanish. Man, shoot, I got no problem trying to speak English. And that's what's going on. That's base level. That's why this is an important story. I know it doesn't seem like it, but it is. So I want you to reflect back on Donald Trump and his immigration platform. You could go back to the very beginning when he said, hey, they're bringing in a bunch of, drug dealers and child, sex traffickers, women abusers and what have you, gang members and people. The left tried to make hay with it. And then he says, look, you need to come in here and learn our culture and not try to make us learn yours. That's what's making America great. Make America great again. America first. You've seen Chris Harris from Unhyphenated America, one of my proteges, argue that, what are you talking about? We need to be learning Spanish or whatever. If you want to learn Spanish, learn it. It's good to learn a second language, but don't force me to do it. English is the one language spoken all over the world. You want to come to America and not speak it? That's ridiculous. That's why we started Unhyphenated America. So, folks, this is a big deal. This shows you that all the beating up of Trump they tried to do on the left, and you boil it down, and there are people out there going, uh-uh. See, I get it. Now I'm beginning to understand it. Now I'm beginning to understand Make America Great Again. Because we have people that have come across the border, refused to learn our language, working openly in the number one restaurant, Mexican restaurant in the country, Taco Bell. Taco Bell hired them. Somebody did this. They've broken all kinds of laws. And we're supposed to put up with it. We're supposed to tolerate it. Welcome, everybody. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What's your first memory? I learned a lot about memory over the years, but I forgot what I learned. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to give us a call, try to remember to give us a call. What was your first memory? I'm curious. I would like for you to tell me. I was thinking about it when I saw that, because I'm about to get into this article that I read, but I was thinking, I remember things like my mom kissing me one night before I went to bed. I remember burning my butt on a stove when we were getting ready for church, but I had memories before that. So I was trying to go back as far as I could. My mother died when I would have turned 5 in June. She died in May. And so I was 4 at the time, almost 5, closer to 5. And I remember celebrating my birthday, staying home from school, which had to be my 4th birthday. So she died almost a year after that. Because I remember staying home from school and wondering, why am I staying home from school? I was in kindergarten. So that was, I remember that. I'm going back as far as I can, and memory is a funny thing because, you know, when you consider all that you've forgotten, doesn't it seem like we all have some form of dementia? there are people that will come up to me and go, hey, Kevin, remember we met at such and such, whatever, whatever. And I'm going, yeah, lying through my teeth because I don't remember. I barely remember the event, much less the thousands of people that I met. And sometimes I'll catch myself because I don't want to lie to folks, but I'll be like, hey, yeah, I'm sorry, I don't remember. I guess I don't want to be that guy that's going, that just goes like, yeah, you know, the trained monkey. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I remember. You sure, guy? Yeah, certainly, gorgeous. You know, whatever. You're trying to use anything to just go, yeah, of course I don't remember your name. I don't remember you, your name. You know,
yeah, we talked about my kids and my dog, and, you know, I just got in my car and I got out of the hospital because, you know, Yeah, sure.
No, I don't remember any of it. Anyway, they say this. 2/5 of people have fictional first memories based on fragments of early experiences, according to psychologists. Yeah, that's pretty wild. Scientists questioned participants in a survey that identified more than 2,000 individuals claiming to have memories from age 2 or younger. Current research suggests that memories cannot be formed before about 3.5 years. I pretty much believe that. I do. When I wrote my piece, Proof of God, and I talk about your memories, here's what I wrote. Essentially, I said, you have no memories of in utero. Nobody does. And somebody argued with me,
oh, Kevin, there are situations where babies have been said this and blah, 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 blah.
And I go, I don't care what the situations are. Nobody remembers in utero. You don't remember, my mama took me to that bridge and I was so wanting to see it because she talked about how picturesque and beautiful it was into my belly with a stethoscope. Nobody, or a microscope, whatever, a microphone. Nobody remembers in utero, no matter who you are. You don't remember that, but you get born into a world and God gives you certain memories of this world. And the reason why I brought up as proof of God, my comment was, people that talk about, oh, you Christians believe in a second birth. And I go, yeah. And they go, that's just new, you see. And I go, do you believe in your first birth? And they're like, well, yeah, I'm here. And I go, yeah, but what do you remember of it? You were incubated in a belly, right? You know this to be true. You were incubated in this belly for approximately 9 months. You have no memory of the doctor slapping you on your butt, then cutting the umbilical cord, cleaning the crap out of your nose so you can now start breathing air versus embryonic fluid. And then your mother cuddled you, probably breastfed you, or somebody gave you a bottle, and you had formative years, and you can't remember back till you were 5 years old. But you look at us as if we're crazy when we say, well, imagine the scenario where you're in this big belly. Let's call it Earth. You're on this big belly, inside this big belly, and when your time on Earth is gone, when you've been incubated, you die on Earth and you get spit out into this new world. That's crazy to you, even though it's already happened to you. And that was my argument for proof of God. You should read my first book, The Big Black Lie. I go into it more in a bigger way, so you understand it completely, and you can argue with any atheist. And that's why I did the argument, because I said, you people are always arguing with me about, Kevin, if your God did this, and why does he allow for plagues, and why does he allow for this, and why does he allow for that? And I go, there's a lot of things that God allows for that you have no understanding of, because that's what the Bible tells you. You don't understand all the things that God has. You could be given a gazillion years and you'll never understand it. I don't care how smart we get, artificial intelligence, computers generating this, that, and the other, you will never be smarter than the thing that made us. The being, the entity. Anyway, memory. So people think they have these memories and they don't. And what's funny to me is when I was thinking about this subject, I thought about it in terms of the left and their memories, the things that they think they know. They don't know much. They no longer rely on their memories. They've now been conditioned to just believe what they're told. You reflect. You know how to go back. They don't. They said 893 of those 2,000 taken a survey said they had memories extending to before their first birthday. When people are told that their memories are false, they don't believe it. They said the researchers studied the content, language, nature, descriptive detail of the early memory descriptions. They found that the memories were fictional patchworks based on fragments of early remembered experiences combined with facts derived from family photos and family conversations. And you ever heard of these people that talk about repressed memories and, oh, geez, yeah, I was molested and all that? I think what that is that's a society that we've created that says it's cooler to be a victim. You know, Munchausen. Have people feel sorry for you because of your miserable life that you squandered. I think that's what they do. They create these scenarios. And then there are people that just want to pretend, yeah, my memory goes way back, man. He said, when we looked through the responses for participants, we found that a lot of these first memories were frequently related to infancy. A typical type of memory that would be a memory based around a pram. I don't know what a pram is, but he says, for this person, this type of memory could have resulted from someone saying something like, mother had a large green pram. The person then imagines what it would have looked like. Over time, these fragments then become a memory. Often the person will start to add in things like a string of toys along the top, etc. Crucially, the person remembering them doesn't know it's fictional. In fact, when people are told their memories are false, they often don't believe it. I apply this to leftists. When they're told their ideas, these concepts, these things that people have put together for them are fake. They don't apply to real life. They go, oh, who are you? You racist, you sexist, you this, you Islamophobe. And you go, guys, it doesn't apply. America isn't as bad as you think. You're a liar. I've been told that. I know. When I was little, I know I learned this. They've learned nothing. Anyway, we got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Turkey's chief prosecutor said journalist Jamal Khashoggi was strangled as soon as he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and his body was then cut into pieces in a premeditated plan. Defense Secretary James Mattis said, we're working on getting to the bottom of this.
Turkey has so far provided evidence for every allegation that they have made about what happened. And so no one nation controls all the information. And I spoke to the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia 2 days ago in Manama. and he said there would be a full investigation.
President Trump continued his push to end birthright citizenship on Wednesday, saying the 14th Amendment does not guarantee citizenship of undocumented immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Some small businesses are scrambling to figure out how to stay afloat after a ruling by the High Court. A recent state Supreme Court decision is changing the way independent contractors are classified, and it's already having a big impact on local shops.
CBS 13's Angela Greenwood is live with more on why some fear the ruling could shut down businesses. Angela?
Yeah, Tony and Adrian, this is one business that's already feeling the impact. Bottle and Barlow, where barbers have actually quit following this ruling. It's a ruling that many fear will hurt millions of workers and also affect businesses' bottom line. The work doesn't stop at downtown Sacramento's Bottles and Barlow.
I mean, I'm still here cutting hair. You know, we're very much open.
Even if, overnight, it became a one-man shop.
I lost my entire staff.
Owner Anthony Giannotti says all 7 of his barbers quit after a state Supreme Court ruling that will change the way they're employed.
Well, it doesn't just affect my business. It affects every independent contractor in the state of California.
Historically, the cosmetology industry, barbers and hairstylists, have been classified as independent contractors, but the ruling now says
cannot classify someone as an independent contractor if they offer the same service that is the primary business of the business.
So basically, a barber can no longer work in a barber shop as an independent contractor where they set their own hours and pay. Instead, they'll now have to become employees of the business on an official payroll,
which is insane for a small business like this. Like, we can't afford to have a bunch of employees. What are you going to pay them, you know, minimum wage?
Christina Rodriguez and her husband own Victory Inc. in West Sacramento, an industry full of independent contractors. She worries these new rules will put shops out of business.
They will disappear. It's not going to be sustainable for them anymore.
I mean, this goes as far as your FedEx drivers are independent contractors, your personal trainer, yoga instructors, Pilates instructors. This is going to have a huge effect on the 5th largest economy in the world.
Yep. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That's the craziness of California. They just arbitrarily said, hey, you know what? If you're in a business that's related to another business, you are no longer an independent contractor. You, business owner, now must hire these people. Now, I want you to keep in mind how this sets up. A business owner says, I'm going to open up a hair salon, and I've got me and a friend, but we're going to do 6 chairs. So there's 2 chairs filled, these 2 partners, and then they have 4 additional chairs. They've got to go out and get a building. So they're renting a building. They then go out and they buy all the equipment that goes into the building. First of all, they have to register the business and all the other rigmarole. But then they get the building, put their capital at stake. They have to start advertising. They bring their clients in who probably wait and eat and stuff at the, you know, around the area and generate other business. And they say, we have 4 additional chairs. And then they put out a thing that says, look, we have 4 open slots here. If you want to rent a chair, then you can pay us X amount of dollars a month. It's your time to come in when you want. But now you don't have the overhead of the building, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's how these businesses work. Whether it's a salon, a workout studio, a tattoo shop, many businesses run on this model. It's been like this for years. And California arbitrarily says, nope, if you're related to the business, then you can't do it. Now, you could rent out your seat to an accountant and say, if you want to do your accounting in my seat, then no problem. But you can't be a barber where I'm set up with everything that would be the economies of scale for you to be a barber or a Pilates instructor or whatever it may be. I mean, it makes no common sense. None. Explain to me, what is it that the California is preventing or gaining by doing this? Now, they say, well, we're going to make you have to make these people employees. No, you're not. You're going to make people unemployed. And worse than that, here's what happens. They drive the underground economy. Because most of these barbers, you know what they do? They say, look, I can't cut your hair anymore over at Joe Schmo's shop. So come to my house. Then they get paid in cash. These people aren't going to go out and buck up and get a building. And, you know, even if this guy had seven barbers. You think those seven people are going to get together and go, hey, let's all put together, we'll form a business together and we'll all go do this. If you know the barber business, there is no way you would partner with seven people. Are you kidding? People that, you know, half of them are going to be pikers. They come and they go and they please. They wake up when they want. They make enough money to do what they do, you know, to satisfy their needs or whatever, and they're done. To decide you're going to make it a business is a whole other step. But California doesn't care. They're like, so what? We shut down X number of businesses. I mean, overnight, seven people go, we can't work here anymore. And that happened in multiple locations with multiple businesses that fit that category. Do you think Moonbeam cares? And you wonder why California leads in poverty? That's why. But here's what's interesting. While they're shutting down businesses, doing everything they can to dissuade a person from going into business for themselves, they want to solve their poverty program, their poverty problem, I should say, with the farce of global climate change. So Jerry Brown, Moonbeam, announced last week at the end of a climate summit that California is going to launch a satellite into space at some point to monitor the scope of man-made global warming. That's where they're going to put their money. Now, they don't call him Moonbeam for nothing. That was a nickname he got in the 70s. I mean, unbelievable. Satellites into space so they can track pollutants. You know what's interesting about this story? I'm going to save them a lot of money and time and issues. When they send this satellite up, they're going to find out that in every major city, there's a crapload of pollution. And you go 10 miles outside the city, that's all the far you need to go. And you're going to find amazing weather, amazing atmosphere. You know, it's going to be crisp, it's going to be clear, and if you were to stay there at night, you're going to breathe clean, fresh air, you're going to look up and see these strange little things called stars. That's what they're going to find. And they've already done it. You don't need to put another satellite up. There are satellites up, I've seen them. Barack Obama did one, and it had these big red plumes that were scattered around the planet. And what was funny, I want you to think about like a 3x4 foot poster, if you will, with a map of the world on it. And these dots, you know, maybe say for the sake of discussion, 100 dots that were significant, you know, big enough. And they would be the size of an eraser. So on a 3x4 foot white paper, I want you to just take 100 eraser dots and go. And what was funny is they used this to say, look at all this terrible atmosphere you know, by looking at these red dots. And the first, if you were smart, the first thing you'd notice is look at all this wide open white space where the atmosphere is amazing. But they see the red dots and go, look at these dots. And what's, here's what's interesting about the dots. In every place there's a dot, it's just, it's a big industrial city run by socialists, globalists, who haven't put in any prep for how they could, you know, manage these cities better. It's all their fault. But they want us to believe it's our fault. It's unbelievable. Global Action Summit. And so the idea here is they're going to try to embarrass Donald Trump. Go ahead and launch a satellite. I don't care. Look, I've even talked to conservatives. And shame on you. I've talked to conservatives and go, Kevin, come on. You got to really admit that this global climate. And I go, are you out of your mind? Admit what? There is no data. No data that makes global climate change an issue. None. It's all faked. The input of man on civilization is so minuscule. I know we think we're a big deal, but we're not. I understand my place in the world, and I understand the 7 billion, and it could be 20 billion. Our place in the world is nebulous. It does not impact this planet significantly. If we had 20 billion people, it may not. It may make it difficult to move around cities and traffic jams and things. It certainly makes it bad on us, but Earth doesn't give a crap. And I've said this for years. Weather is weather. 20 million billion people are not going to affect the ocean currents, the jet streams, none of it. I mean, you want to trash the oceans and all that, you know, fine. I mean, I think it's silly. The leftists do it, but you're not going to impact it. You're not going to impact the jet stream. You're not going to impact the next volcano. You're not going to impact the next flood or hurricane or anything else. And it's ridiculous to think so. But this is the world we live in. California leading in poverty, doing nothing about poverty, but saying, oh, global climate change is the next big deal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? ancientlifeoil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was thinking about this whole situation with Kavanaugh, what is happening to me, which I don't lament for a second. And it made me think about society. It made me think about how low we have sunk as a society. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. How low have we sunk? Can't tell the truth anymore because people want to be offended. I talked about this guy that wrote this hit piece on me, a Mediaite. And here's what's funny about what's going on with the lexicon is Samantha Bee calls Ivanka Trump a feckless C-word. Bill Maher quite frequently uses derogatory, I mean, horrible language. He called Sarah Palin a, I'll just spell it, but it's a T-W-A-T. Both of them have shows. But what the left wants us to believe, what, as my grandmother said, what the devil wants you to believe is that what I said, which is the word skank, that's the vile thing. And boy, did it you know, the ripple effect of one word that is commonly used. And it was funny, one of my buddies called me from Dallas. He's a former Dallas lieutenant in the police department. He said, man, what you doing using black people words with these white folks? And we both started cracking up. Because it's a word used mostly by blacks, but we say it a lot. So, you know, it could be argued, well, for us, it's not that bad, big of a word, right? But then the argument could be, so is B's and H's, which is what, you know, the rappers, B's and W's technically, but you know what I'm talking about, right? So, but what's funny about it is, as I'm analyzing this situation, I say to myself, so what the left wants us to believe is that the word I said is a really bad word, but everything they do is okay. So it's what ultimately what they're saying to you is you can't say anything. We can't say anything. They can say whatever they want. You can't dare say the N-word. Black folks say it all day long and twice on Sundays. You know, there are things that you just are not able to do that they can do. And that's just the way it is. So here's a word that, I mean, in the scheme of things, it's absolutely me. It's nothing. This is a big nothing. But what they do is they take that word and they say, you're going against women. Because the new thing is women are to be believed no matter what, right? That's the deal. Women are to be believed. Doesn't matter what your reputation is as a man, what women are to be believed. Look at Cosby. I've talked about it multiple times, not because I'm, you know, I don't know what Cosby did. But what I will tell you is, if the due process didn't take care of it at the time, it doggone sure shouldn't be 40, 50 years later that it does. That's my beef. Then, when I put it into perspective and I go back and I think about the historical basis of this, and I've talked about it with Emmett Till and others, I say to myself, where do we come to? What leftists do is they devolve society. Are you really watching what's going on here? We're devolving. We're not evolving. Women were supposed to become equal, not better. And not only that, if you're a man in this day and time and you now believe women are better than us, you're living in a dream world. I don't know of a guy on the planet that thinks of women, and I'm talking about leftist women, is better than us now. I've told you guys, I grew up thinking women were better than men. They had more sense. They were, you know, less, you know, combative. They were the voice of reason. They were that soft place. It was a comfort to be in the presence of women. They were more genteel and on and on and on. Now you got Sarah Silverman. That's what I think of when I think of a woman. I think of Joy Behar. That's the definition of a woman now. Really? When you're growing up, I mean, right now, I'm telling you, with my kids, I think about what they see on TV and the way they view women. It's completely different than the way I grew up exalting and looking at women with just such esteem. The feminist movement and women have devolved women. They haven't evolved them. Women think they're more evolved. I can do what I want with my body. That's what makes you evolve. That's your definition of evolution. Wow. How pathetic. We have sunk so low as a society because of leftists. Pure and simple. They can get mad. They can attack me. Do whatever you want. We've devolved as a society because of them. They want to use every little thing against you. Everything that you say, all for their nefarious, you know, whatever their goal is. If you were to ask them, what's your goal? If I'd ask this stupid kid, Aiden McLaughlin, what's your goal? Is your goal to destroy me? How do you think you're going to make that happen? Because you're going to write a few words on a paper and that's going to be the end of me? What do you think? And then let's take it further. What are you going to do to men? What's your goal with this over time? Because I dare question the story about a woman. What's going to happen when somebody does this to you? Now, you don't think it's possible. You think you've lived a great life. You think it's all good. Maybe so. Maybe it skips you. But a generation from now may get your kids or somebody that you care about. I said that what we should do is go target every dad of every leftist woman that's sitting there, or every brother, or every husband. You think they don't have their dirty, as we say in the vernacular? Go target them. Accuse them of being pedophiles and rapists and what ne'er-do-wells of society, and see what happens. What's it going to take to flip this back? What really makes me upset is how society, you look at America and you see how much we have transformed. We've gone from black men not being able to look at a white woman, whistle at a white woman, be with a white woman without getting lynched, or, you know, I was going to say, or worse, but not much worse, being killed, to whites and blacks interacting and marrying and having children in society, not even looking at it. That's where we've gotten. And now society, the leftists in society, want to take us back to the time when a woman just could accuse you of something and that was the end of it. Bring out the lynch mob. And they say they're evolving us, they're helping us. Really? That's your help? That's the evolution? Show me anything where we've evolved with leftists. Have we evolved in education? Are we getting better educations now than we did in the 1950s? I'll give you the answer. No. We put a man on the moon with slide rules. Not calculators, not computers. If you took the people today and said, go back and put a man on the moon using slide rules, that you might as well just scuttle the ship. Make that rocket into a condo complex, because it ain't going to the moon. Show me where we've evolved in any way where leftists have had their hands in it. Oh, Kevin, the education system. No, it isn't. The education system that's built mostly on STEM is run by conservatives, people who have amazing ideas and intellect. And, what about Zuckerberg and all those guys? Look, you can call them what they want. There are people in that company that don't want to be associated with the leftist mentality, and they can't speak out. Have leftists evolved religion? Have they? Show me where we've evolved in society. Do we have lower crime rate, higher crime rate? Do we respect police and authority? Yes or no? The answer is no, certainly with police. What have they done to devolve the clandestine agencies that supposedly keep us safe? They've devolved them. You have respect for the FBI? You have respect for the NSA? Clapper? When I hear of James Clapper, oh, he was the director of the, you know, defense, you know, he was the director of national intelligence. I think to myself, he was a swamp rat. There was a time when you had a federal title, and I was like, wow, FBI, you know, Efren Zimbalist Jr., you were something special. Not anymore. You've devolved. We've devolved in practically every way. The good news is, we conservatives, we've kept society evolving at a faster pace than the devolution, if you will, of the left. But we're losing ground now. We're losing ground. 13, 14-year-old babies, 27 to 30-year-old grandmothers, crime rampant. People don't, you know, have a care in the world about your life, your future, your career. They will torpedo you in a minute. They don't care. Look at what's going on with Kavanaugh. These people are lying. We will find this out as sure as the sun's going to rise in the east and set in the west. We're going to find it out. But do you think the left's going to care? If they get that skin on the wall of Kavanaugh, that's all they care about. Mediaite thinks they got my head on. They got a black conservative head on their wall in their trophy room, and they think that all is good in the world. Well, it's not. And it ain't over, folks. We're still fighting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.